Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, October 13th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the life, the career, and the death of Congressman Jim Traficant of Ohio. Mr. Traficant served 9 terms in Congress representing his Ohio district for 17 years. He was a maverick in congressman, with targets of his speeches frequently given on the floor of the House, such as the IRS, the Federal Reserve, the Bilderberger Group, the Department of Justice, and especially Attorney General Janet Reno, and the Nation of Israel. In 1980, he was elected sheriff of his county in Ohio. He fought with federal law enforcement from early in his election, and the FBI eventually charged him with accepting $163,000 in bribes from mobsters to ignore their crimes. He represented himself in court and was acquitted. The IRS still ordered him to pay $180,000 in back taxes, even though he was acquitted of any tax evasion charges. Mr. Traficant's clashes with federal authorities made him a popular champion of the little guy with voters. He had a way of connecting with people. He had the charisma and the populist sentiment that made him their guy in Congress. He was arrested and jailed for refusing to evict residents of foreclosed homes owned by out-of-work steelworkers. He was seen as someone who gave voice to working class America. He was elected to Congress in 1984 as a Democrat. Here is a speech, a few lines from a speech he gave on the floor of the House while he was in Congress. Quote, "We are reaping what has been sown, and the results of our harvest is a painful bankruptcy and a foreclosure on American property, precious liberties, and a way of life. Few of our elected representatives in Washington, D.C. have dared to tell the truth. The federal United States is bankrupt. Our children will inherit this unpayable debt and the tyranny to enforce paying it." End quote. It seems he may have been a man ahead of his time. The speech was given in 1993, but it's just as relevant today as it was then. He believed that Americans had lost their freedom because their personal property and wealth was pledged against the national debt for which they must work away their lives and taxes to pay it. He once accused then Attorney General Janet Reno of treason, sexual improprieties, and ties to the mob on live television. On Fox News' Hannity and Combs show, he accused her of, quote, treason for her failure to appoint a special counsel to look into charges that China stole nuclear weapons data from the United States. He said she had lesbian affairs, frequently hired call girls at taxpayer expense, and she had a long history of substance abuse for which she had been arrested 5 separate times. At the time, he was under investigation by Janet Reno's Justice Department, but he denied that his charges against her were an attempt to deflect attention from himself. He went on to say that because of the charges he leveled against her, she would not conduct an active investigation into the China thing. She's too compromised, he said. And he said he had, quote, irrefutable evidence that the FBI was on the payroll of organized crime in his valley. Mr. Traficant had some success in his battles with the IRS. He spent 17 years in Congress working to eliminate or reorganize the agency. And the IRS Restructuring and Reform Act of 1998 was to a large extent his work. The act did many things, but in particular it shifted the burden of proof in IRS charges against taxpayers to the IRS and required the IRS to stop identifying those who resist the income tax as, quote, illegal tax protesters. He was charged with tax evasion, racketeering, fraud, and several lesser offenses and was convicted on 10 felony counts. He refused all plea bargain offers and was eventually sentenced to 7 years in prison. While there, he refused to ever admit guilt, thereby making himself eligible for parole. So he served the 7 years, day for day. Mr. Traficant became the second member of Congress since the Civil War to be expelled by the House. The vote was 420-1. In debate, he professed innocence, said he was not guilty of these things, and asked to keep his job. But what was Congress to do with 10 felony convictions against him? When he got out of prison in 2009, he went straight back on the offensive, forming the American Freedom Project, which had the goal of eliminating the IRS and the Federal Reserve and introducing a new monetary system. He was interviewed by Greta Van Susteren on September 9, 2009, shortly after his release from prison. She questioned him about his views, especially his anti-Israel views, and he said, quote, "I believe that Israel has a powerful stranglehold on the American government. They control the House and the Senate. They have involved us in wars which we have little or no interest. Our children are coming back in body bags. Our nation is bankrupt over those wars. And if you open your mouth, you get targeted. And if they don't beat you at the polls, they'll put you in prison." End quote. In late September, late September 2014, he was driving his vintage 1943 tractor, with which he was quite proficient, according to neighbors and friends, driving his tractor on his daughter's farm when it apparently tipped over and he was killed. Mr. Traficant was 73 years old. First reports were that he had a heart attack and lost control of the tractor. But the autopsy said no, that was not the case. He did not have a heart attack, and he suffered no crushing injury. Well, then, what did he die from? Positional asphyxiation, the doctor said. That's right, folks. Positional asphyxiation. He suffocated, in other words. The doctor said he could not breathe because of the position he was trapped under the tractor, but he suffered no crushing injuries. Many think he was murdered, but one thing's for sure. He was as controversial in death as he was in life. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.